I think it was worth coming a long way to hear minstrel Mark sing, don't you? And he knows many hundreds of songs. I wonder where Fred Beaver is now. I'm going to have the wonderful Hickory Bottom Harmoniers. I know you must be over there. We've missed you. You mean they didn't come? Oh. Well, I'm so sorry. Of all the folk groups that we have in this area, they are one of the most natural groups, the Hickory Bottom Harmoniers. And I certainly am sorry that they had to funeralize this afternoon, but that happens, you know. We are born, and we live, and we die. And it's a natural sequence, and something that we all look forward to. But who'd you say was back in? Oh, well, that's most as good. Cousin Clyde McClain here to sing for us with a beautiful bass voice. Actually, Reverend Clyde McClain. And what are you going to sing for us, sir?
I would like to sing a song that has been adapted from a southern melody that is so old that they don't even know the writer. The words have been arranged for this melody, and there is no credit given for the arranger of the words. It's a great pleasure to me to be here. I live in this neck of the woods now after coming down from Georgia many years, and it has always been a pleasure for me to come to this part of Florida. Now, since I live here, it's a double pleasure for me to come over here each year to this memorial. We are happy to have this young lady to play for us. Now, I'll tell you something. We've never sung with her playing, but that's all right, too. She's never played with our singing. So if we make any mistakes, well, that's still all right. Now, we want to try to sing The Wayfaring Stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world below. There is no sickness, toil or danger in that glad land to which I go. I'm going there to meet my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I am clouds will gather o'er me. I know my pathway's rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more shall weep. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed his precious blood for me. I'm just going over Jordan. I am just going over
home. Leave it right there, please, mister. Subject should change without notice. Mm-hmm. We have a lovely lady back here, a fine musician who always comes to sing for us. Mary Lee Wainwright, all the way from Hollywood. And she's going to sing Our God of All and Wake Up America. Then we'll go on from there. This has been a remarkable 3 days in many, many ways. We heard a ballad yesterday afternoon composed about Hurricane Donna. And you've just heard original composition by this lovely lady, Mary Lee Wainwright. Would you like to hear her sing one more of her compositions? This is Let the Bells of Freedom Ring. Waiting to sing for us now is one of the first citizens of these United States. He's been with us all 3 days, charming us with his vast fund of lore, Fred Beaver from Ardmore, Oklahoma. Fred is an artist, as you know, and he is a talented singer. And I've asked him to sing a hymn for us. Fred, one of the gentlemen in the audience had asked that you sing. What are you going to sing for us?
It's just a hymn. I like to sing Sweet Peace, the Gift of God's Love.
Good. Sweet Peace, the Gift of God's Love. And then you can judge your audience and answer that request, if you like, for In the Garden. All right.
Comes to my heart one sweet strain, a glad and a joyous refrain. I sing it again. of God's love. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace. Gift of God's love. In Jesus for peace I abide, and as I keep close to his side, there's nothing but peace doth abide. The gift of God's love. Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace. The gift of God's love.
This is an emergency. Mike Scaluris, are you in the park? I have a number for you to call at Tarpon Springs if you are here. Mike Scaluris, it is. Mike Scaluris. If you're in the park, please come over to Mr. Wiggins.
I would like to sing two verses of In the Garden, and each time when the chorus, I think most of us know it, know this. Join me on the chorus.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Thank you, Fred. You enrich our lives when you come back home to the banks of the immortal Spawnee with all your wonder treasure trove of lore. God bless you. I looked around and I just didn't see hardly how we could end this program without Diane, our own young folk singer, who knows so many folk songs, so many sacred songs. And by special request, she's going to sing for me, and you may listen if you like, the 90 and 9. Mary Lee, will you accompany her? Mary Lee, that's wonderful. Mary Lee, you're excused. And I guess we can move the piano so she can have the stage. She needs lots of room. Diane is from Gainesville. In a big hurry, are you? The sun's going down. You look so calm and happy. I don't know anybody who sings Green Grow the Lilacs as well as Diane. And if she doesn't sing it with Mark, of course, he did. Do you know Green Grow the Lilacs? Can you follow along? I'm sure you can. She'll set the pace for you. Nobody sings Green Grow the Lilacs as well as Diane.
This may be in the wrong key, but we're going to try it.
Green grow the lilacs, all sparkling with dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since parting with you. But by our next meeting, I'll hope to prove true and change the green lilacs to the red ones.
If you go right now, you'll be sorry. Because Cousin Jack Park, I hadn't whistled for us yet. And that's a rare, wonderful thing. He doesn't whistle from here. He whistles from here. And I'm going to ask him to tell you about his human instrument.
In the whistling that I do, I try to make a musical instrument out of my hands. I project the sound and an action against a reaction creates a positive, which would be a true tone. And then when I whistle, to make it different effects, I bounce the vibrations off my thumbnail underneath, and it gives different tonations. It's a very difficult thing to do because as I make each note, I have to think of that note and then tune it with my hands. I can't. A musical instrument, pianos tuned, or guitar, saxophone, but I have to be so perfect and holding my hands to a true tone that it's a very difficult thing to do, but I'll try it anyhow.
His mouth out the soap because he asked me if we were going to square dance on Sunday. And the answer is no.
Thank you very much. Again, we want to thank you for your presence, for having come, reminding you again that it is you that make this festival possible. I want to make this announcement. Our new film, Florida Folkways, is out. And I'm sure that you will be wanting to watch your TV, and if your station does not carry it sometime soon, call your station and ask them to get it and run it. That film, all the shots of it, were made here at the Folk Festival. Our good friend Tom Matthews, and we should pay him this respect and tribute and say thank you to him, down at Tampa, has gotten that film together for us now, and we want you to see it. We want you to see some of the past festivals we have had here. So if you don't have it in your community, it's available, if you will ask for it in time, to have it for your civic club, your school, your PTA, or on your local TV stations, you'll please keep that in mind. I would like to say to you that in our last meeting that we voted that the purpose of this festival should be as follows, of our association should be as follows. It should be the purpose of this organization to collect, preserve, disperse, and perpetuate the authentic folklore, folkways, folk crafts, and folk arts of the peoples of the state of Florida and related areas, and to accomplish the foregoing through presentation of an annual Florida Folk Festival, workshops, publications, and other appropriate programs. That's why we're asking you to become a part of our organization by paying your membership and looking forward to an outstanding one, we hope and pray, for our 10th next year. May next year be our best one, which will be our 10th one. I'll just say this, I shall not call names. There are too many people to name. But there has been a lot of work done by those you have seen busy here to make this festival possible. We don't have time to call all the names if we had them. But I'm sure that for me, the audience, that you would like to give a great hand of applause, of appreciation for the stage hands, for our secretary who's been running and working, for our director, for Mr. Barnes and all those of the staff here who have worked hard over and above their regular duty to make it possible. Because without them, we wouldn't have it. And if you would give them an applause now, I would appreciate it very much. I would like to publicly thank Colonel Kirkland of the Florida Highway Patrol and Captain Sconyers, the troopers from Lake City, Jasper, and our auxiliary from Lake City, for helping us with our parking because they were so kind to come and do it. Now then, just remember to give the good Lord thanks for a wonderful season and three wonderful days of weather. Looking forward to 1 year from now. Thank you so much for being here. You shall be hearing from us.
I think I'm gonna change, get another mic over here. That's bad luck.
We thought that we'd like to sing together a closing hymn. You can sing it. It's all right for you to move quietly out. But we thought we'd like to sing When the Saints Come Marching In as our closing number here, led by Mark.
Everybody sing up big enough. If you don't know the verses, that doesn't make any difference, because you repeat lines, everything goes along just fine. Not too fast now. That's the trouble with this song. That's right. Pull that mic. Pull that mic up for me just a bit, would you please? It's important that you get the rhythm. Everybody sing now. Here we go.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in their number when the saints go marching in, and when the dead Christ shall rise, oh, when the dead and Christ shall rise, oh, Lord, I want to be in their number when the dead and Christ shall rise, and when they march around the throne, oh, when they march around when they march around the throne.
Everybody sing now.
When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in their number when the saints go marching in, and when the moon run down in blood, oh, when the moon run down in blood, oh, Lord, I want to be in their number when the moon run down in blood, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in.
One more time now, real big, everybody sing out real big and loud.
Oh, when the saints
go marching in,
oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in their number when the saints go marching in.
Thank you very much.
Will you stand, please, for the closing prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all that we have seen and have heard, for the blessings of this day, for Thy goodness and Thy mercies. We thank You that Thou hast been mindful of us, and as we go now, may we be mindful, Heavenly Father, of the contribution that those before us have made to this country of ours, that we might have this freedom, this nation, this association, fellowship one with the other. Forgive our sins. Lead us and direct us safely to our places of abode. Lead us on in the future journeys of life that we might do that would please Thee. For we ask it all in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Amen.